It was a night to remember, a night in which Jesus told his disciples to remember many things. The first that two of his disciples, Peter and John, were to remember were Jesus' instructions to prepare for the meal in the upper room. It was the feast of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John to go and make preparations. Jesus told them, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room all furnished. Make preparations there.' They found things just as Jesus said and prepared the Passover." The second thing they were to remember was when Jesus would eat the Passover with them again. They gathered at the table. Jesus told them how eager he was to eat the Passover with them before he would suffer, telling them he would not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. It was during that Passover meal that Jesus broke bread and shared the cup, giving them specific details to remember regarding his shed blood and broken body that was a sacrifice for their sins. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." During the meal, a dispute broke out among them as to which one was considered the greatest.
Well, it was Mark.
But it could be me.
Amidst all of their disputing, Jesus stopped them and showed them by example a way to remember how to serve one another. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter.
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
"Unless I wash you, then you have no part with me."
"Not just my feet, but my hands and my head also?"
"A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you."
For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place.
"Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your teacher and Lord, have humbled myself and washed your feet, humble yourselves as well and wash each other's feet. I have set an example for you that you should do for one another as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen, but this is to fulfill the scripture. He who shares my bread has lifted up his heel against me. I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am he. I tell you the truth. Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me."
The disciples begin to question who it could be.
Is it really?
"It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. Do what you have to do quickly. Now, is the Son of Man glorified and God is glorified in him? God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. Where I am going, you cannot come."
Jesus gave to them another important thing to remember when he told them to love one another.
"A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
Peter wanted to know where Jesus was going. Peter was convinced that he would follow.
"Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you."
"I tell you the truth, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times."
Jesus shared many other things that night with his disciples. He wanted them to remember many things, especially in the time when they would be alone without him. Jesus promised them,
"Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and where I go, you know, and the way you know."
"Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?"
"I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Jesus told the disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit to them to bring to the remembrance all things that he told them.
"Peace I leave with you. May peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
The promises that Jesus gave to his disciples that night so long ago are brought to our remembrance through the Holy Spirit in our lives. Before we come to the table tonight, let us reflect upon the words of Jesus on that holy night. As Jesus knew and shared with Peter and John beforehand all the preparations to take place for the meal, let us remember how Jesus has made all the preparations for our lives. Let us ask God to forgive us for those times when we didn't believe that Jesus had things in control in our lives. As we remember Jesus sharing the supper with his disciples, reminding us that he will share it with us again in glory, yet we are to remember his shed blood and broken body for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us ask God to forgive us for those times in our lives when we have taken his supper with our minds on other things, when it has become routine, and we are more concerned with procedure than how we are being spiritually fed. As we remember how Jesus bowed down and humbled himself to wash his disciples' feet, setting before them an example of service, let us ask God to forgive us for those times when we were so puffed up with our pride and self-importance that we couldn't humble ourselves to serve others. Let us ask God to forgive us for those times when we demanded to be served or we wanted to be recognized for our own accomplishments. As we remember how Jesus commanded his disciples to love one another as he loved us, let us ask God to forgive us for those times when we hated our sister or brother, when we were unable to forgive, waiting for someone else to make the first move. Let us ask God to forgive us for those times when we couldn't love someone because they didn't think, act, look, or even smell like us. As we remember how his disciples betrayed, denied, and deserted him, let us ask God to forgive us for those times when we too betrayed him, denied him, and deserted him. Maybe we were fearful to admit that we are a Christian to someone, or maybe we were unable to share his gift of salvation because we were afraid of what someone might think. Or maybe we compromised our faith in the presence of others because we wanted them to accept us. As we remember how Jesus assured his disciples of his peace, let us ask God to forgive us for those times when our hearts were restless, when we were fearful, when we doubted, when we didn't rest in his arms. As we come to the table tonight, let us lay aside all of our own sinfulness. Let us come to the table to be spiritually nourished, to be filled to overflowing with the love and grace of Jesus, to know that we are a loved child of God, remembering who Jesus is, the Lord and Savior of our lives, and remembering all that he has done for us. We thank you, O Lord, for this meal that we are about to share together. May it strengthen us and nourish us spiritually. And may we go forth into the world stronger than when we came into this place tonight, eager to share your love and your joy and your grace and your mercy with others. For we ask and pray all these things through Jesus' precious name. Amen. Tonight we will be receiving communion around the table in groups of 12, and Mindy and Rita will lead you to the table, and we are asking that as the bread is passed, that you hold on to the bread so that we can take it all at one time, and then the same with the juice. So let us come before God and come to his table. We have been nourished at the table, and tomorrow we come to the cross. And so as we leave this place, may we be strengthened and renewed. And may we go out into the world remembering all that Jesus has done. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us, both now and forevermore. Amen.